You actually are standing in my living room. This is where I live at, on the street.
That's Samuel Hinton, a thin black man of 57. His hair is beginning to gray, but his eyes are an eerie, dull blue. He and his fiance live under the Silver Spring Metro Station, right on the Washington, D.C., Maryland border. Hinton, originally from Atlantic City, New Jersey, served in the Army in Vietnam. Now he's homeless and has been for almost 20 years.
I do a little something here, get on my feet there, and then again, crash again. So my life's been basically like a roller coaster.
Hinton says during the days he's here, making about $15 a day asking for money.
Bless you, brother.
At night, he sleeps wherever someone won't bother him. He doesn't do shelters. He says his post-traumatic stress disorder, psychosis, and manic depressive disorder won't allow him to tolerate a small room full of people. He tried to seek help through the Veterans Affairs here in D.C., but his claim was turned down. Hinton says it was because he didn't seek treatment while he was still on active duty.
How's that so? How do I walk through the military and not tell nobody about none of my illness? Okay? You have to get in that system to be able to move in that system. And right now, I'm not able to get in that system because I'm not in the system no more.
One of the 19 executive actions President Obama announced on Tuesday aims to keep veterans from falling through the cracks like Hinton. Here's President Obama at the American Legion National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, touting the new in-transition program.
And we're going to make it easier for service members being treated for mental health conditions to continue their care as they transition to the VA. So automatically connecting them with the support they need, making sure they don't lose access to any medications they may be taking.
Obama's other initiatives to help veterans' mental health include forming a peer group support for vets with mental illnesses, hiring more doctors, and increasing funds for brain injury studies. There are also a couple that aim to provide housing and jobs. Joshua Stewart, political assistant director with the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans, says providing a continuum of care as vets leave the service is really important.
Then we can catch these problems early. We can give these people help that they need before they do become homeless. It's all about intervening early and helping early.
The National Coalition of Homeless Veterans says a presence of mental disorders ranging from substance abuse to mental illness are risk factors for vets to become homeless. Stewart notes Obama also did announce a one-third drop in homeless veterans since 2010 and says these actions further chip away at this issue. On the very same day Obama announced these initiatives, the Inspector General of the VA released a report that backed up claims of significant delays to medical care in the veterans' health care system and evidence that staff manipulated wait times on reports to hide delays. The previous IG probe also found that 40 veterans died waiting for care at facilities in Phoenix, Arizona, but stopped short of attributing their deaths to the wait, saying they found no, quote, conclusive link. The scandal cost former VA Secretary Eric Shinseki his job and led to Congress passing a $16 billion reform package. Concerned Veterans for America senior advisor Darren Selnick says a non-conclusive finding is government speak for we don't want to be sued. He says what's really disappointing is that the VA also does a yearly performance and accountability report that's pretty much the same thing.
You know, we caught you again. Yes, we're making corrective actions. It won't happen again. And then there's no follow-up, no one's punished, and so it happens over and over and over again.
Back underneath the Silver Spring Metro Station, homeless veteran Samuel Hinton agrees. What Obama is doing sounds good.
But how is that still going to help me? Because the people that's working behind them desks, they don't give a damn about me. Okay, they don't think about their paycheck. They don't give a damn about us.
According to this week's IG report, the FBI is going to investigate now nearly 100 VA medical facilities for potential criminal activity. Ashley Westerman, FSRN, Washington, D.C.